right? If you look there on page 582, and I've kind of broken the fourth commandment up to deal with this paragraph of the confession and the next one. So question 115, which is the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Right? Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Remember what the fourth commandment, our word that we assigned to the fourth commandment? You know, the first commandment was focus. Second commandment was worship. Third commandment was reverence, attitude. Fourth commandment dealt with our what?
Time.
All of our time. 6 days shalt thou labor. So it deals with the 6 days and the one day that's the Sabbath that we're to keep. And again, this intermission that belongs to the Lord. Right? The Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Remember, fourth commandment is remember. The word is mark it. It's the Sabbath. Okay? Mark it. It's there. Don't ignore it. Don't forget it. It's the Sabbath. Mark it. Give thought to it. Right? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sabbath day was created for the benefit of man, to bring glory to God. So we need to be careful. Need to be careful that we don't forget what it's all about. We mark it for its intended purpose. We have to be careful. Why? Because we are sinners saved by grace who still have tendencies to make use of this day the same way the world does, because that's where we came from. Right? So it shouldn't surprise us, shouldn't catch us off guard that we have some tendencies just like the world does. Because they just show us what our heart was like and still in part has that. Remember what we lead us not into temptation but deliver us? Because we just run headlong right on into it. We can't resist. We must have God's power to resist and to overcome. And if you don't, you're going to misuse the Sabbath day. Right? Just like you'll have a problem with the other commandments. It requires God's help to keep the Sabbath day. You know, you'd think for Christians, it would be somewhat natural. All right? But it's not. We need to, on the Lord's Day, on the day before, we're going to see here in a little bit, on the day before, be making preparation. Lord, I need your help and the help of the Holy Ghost, your power, to make proper use of your day. Because I know my heart's inclined to let my mind go here and there, to be burdened again with things that in and of themselves are not wrong. Some of them could be, But a lot of times it's not. It's just we let some of the clutter, some of the pollution come in, and we defile the day. Right? We defile the function of the day. And then question 116 of the Larger Catechism there on the page 582, what is required in the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment requires of all men the sanctifying or keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word. So we're back to this is what God has said in his word. This isn't made up. This isn't tradition, right? It's what God has said in his word. Expressly one whole day in seven, which was the seventh from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ and the first day of the week ever since, and so to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath, and in the New Testament called the Lord's Day. Right? In Deuteronomy 5:12, you can strike verse 18. I'm not sure how or why that one got in there. I'm not suggesting you delete it from your Bible, but it doesn't apply here to this. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Again, the possessory aspect of this day by God. Again, Genesis 2, 2 and 3, the because that in it he had rested, our idea of rest. We rest because God rested. Right? He said, well, God didn't have to rest. God didn't get tired. It didn't overtax God to do creation. No, it didn't. But God rested. That's what Scripture says. He stopped. He ceased. He stepped away, as it were. Creation was done. But in this day, he didn't create. Other than the day, he rested. That's what we're to do. Right? We go 6 days and we work. Seventh day, we step back and we rest. We cease the normal routine. We have the intermission.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
How far practically do you take the definition of work? I mean, if your toilet gets clogged, and do you fix it on a Sunday, the Lord's Day? What about when Nancy works in the kitchen to make dinner?
Well, and we'll talk about that. And this is where everybody's got to. You've got to before the Lord decide. I can't be your conscience here anymore, and I can be your conscience or need to be your conscience anywhere. But, you know, if I would suggest or I would ask, well, okay, if your toilet gets clogged, is there another one in the house that works? If there is, why do we need to worry with that toilet that's clogged today? If it's the only one, yeah. Right? If your ox falls in the ditch, do you leave it there? No. You get it out. Okay? Bob?
You know, the Orthodox Jews, they won't even flip a light switch on a set.
Yeah, they use the remote. They use the automatic. Oh, I mean, you get all kinds of extreme applications, which is what Christ addressed with the Pharisees. You folks don't understand what the Sabbath is all about. You make it a burden. The Sabbath's not a burden. None of the law is. But the Sabbath, for sure, the Sabbath is a delight. The keeping of the law, and particularly the Sabbath, because what do we get to do? We get to think upon our God, to worship. Jordan.
Putting food on your table, taking care of
Yeah, let me just warn you and suggest, and maybe with this we'll close, maybe a good stopping point, I'll look here. But let me suggest, you be careful that you don't try to decide if somebody else is breaking the Sabbath. This commandment's for you. It's for me. How are you keeping the Sabbath? How somebody else is keeping it, God's not going to judge you for, unless you led them to do what they were doing in violation of the Sabbath. You make this thing personal, right? Don't make it where you're judging other people, right? You'll do wrong by people, and you'll do wrong to yourself. If you take this and say, Lord, I want to know how you want me to keep the Sabbath day. That's what this needs to be for us. Not, Lord, you know, those people over there, they're not doing right. They may not be doing right. But God doesn't need you to inform him, to know about it. Use it if you think they're not doing right. Use it to judge your own heart. Well, you know, come to think of it, I did the same thing last week. You know, and you start seeing, whoa. You know, this idea of you take care of that massive problem you've got in your eye before you start trying to take the speck out of somebody else's eye. Because when we get in trouble in a hurry, we can misconstrue. We don't know what their needs are. You know, boy, I saw somebody doing this. Well, you know, somebody went out to eat or went to the grocery store or went and bought some stuff at Chick-fil-A. What you may not know is that the ones that would be doing the meal preparation and whatnot may be sick as all get out. Maybe in the hospital. And maybe this was the only way food was going to be on the table. You know? I mean, you can read of examples like the one of a certain general who would not send mail to be carried on the Lord's Day by the Pony Express, because by mailing a letter, he was causing somebody else, in his opinion, to violate the Sabbath, and he didn't want to do that. So we can make applications, but again, you've got to decide. But then as you decide, don't start using that as a measuring stick relative to other people. You make it as a blessing to your heart. I'm keeping the Lord's day. I'm pleasing God. You come to the Lord's house as part of keeping the Lord's day, because you want to please God. All right, well, we'll stop there. We'll pick up and consider it more next week. It's tough. It's, if you really start looking at this, it gets tough with where we are today. It gets tough. All right, let's pray. Lord, again, we do ask for thy help in our worship this day. Lord, for thy help in our understanding thy word. Lord, thy help in applying thy word. Lord, thy help in being kind and helpful to one another. Lord, thy help in all that we do. But especially we ask that you would help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. May it be so this day and each Sabbath day. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.